heaters sure work on these optics. They're always nice and warm when you take them out.
All right, I understand you're changing the LOH canister now.
No, the optics.
Oh, okay, good.
Telescope when you... you take the telescope out, it's got a heater on it there, and it gets it nice and warm. Okay, CMC free, do P2, option 3. Okay, then back to P20. Okay, this time we will not forget to go to auto. Okay, computer, find me a star. Something out there. Mentcar. Okay, take me to Mentcar.
In the intercom.
You sound louder in the earphone than in the simulator. Or when you're down the Cape or over here across the way, you're just loud and clear, even better than down there.
That's good. Yeah, it's beyond the field of view. So we'll have to catch it another time.
Yeah, that's too bad. We're going to pick you up at 144.10. I'll be losing here in a minute or so. And 144.10, have a good backside.
Okay.
And you might check your ZPN settings when you, or your sensors when you get a chance on the backside here. They're still not giving much good data.
Okay, yeah, it looks like I'll have a little time this time, so I'll do it.
Just don't let them tear you away from the window, though.
Okay.
And we've dumped the data from the last couple of backside res, and you sound real good, Ron.
Okay, hey, real fine. You know, the guys at Lunar Surface don't even have any zipping, you know? They left it up here. That is even, I didn't know that until I left. Okay, the old IO canister, let's see. 13 in A. And 13 must be in A9 then.
We just had a discussion here, and your point is well taken, and why don't you just go ahead, if you want to, take the ZPN signals, the yellow plug ones, off, and take them off for the evening, if you like.
Hey, that sounds like an excellent idea. Thank you. Nice small one.